go to the wood and bring me back one, the cow as white as milk, two, the cape as red as blood, three, the hair as yellow as corn, four, the slipper as pure as gold.
Oscar-nominated actress Meryl Streep as the witch in Into the Woods, the film adapted from the Stephen Sondheim musical, which comes out on DVD and Blu-ray on Tuesday. It was directed by Rob Marshall, who was also at the helm of another film based on a hit Broadway musical, Chicago. Into the Woods also starred Emily Blunt, Johnny Depp, and Anna Kendrick. Into the Woods grossed more than $127 million at the box office, but in a way, it's been even more successful on stage. Since its debut in 1986, it's been one of the most popular musicals to produce on high school stages. At Georgetown Day School in Washington, D.C., they'll be doing Into the Woods next month. And in December, I spoke to Laura Rosberg, who's directing the show, and I asked her why she decided to stage Into the Woods.
Well, it's interesting. I didn't know that the film was going to come out prior to our event, but I did know it was in the air. And after 35 years of doing shows at GDS, I think there's always something in the air that makes me make these choices. Kids love it. They love it because it's very challenging. It's really a hard show. The music is hard. The characters are complex. It is not a dumbed-down show for kids,
yeah.
And they want the challenge.
Have you done it before?
I did do it about 22 years ago. At that time, I think I thought it was about romance and adventure. And I think as I near my 70th birthday, I'm more interested in the idea that it's about the ambiguity of life. It's about the challenges of growing up. And a lot has happened in 22 years, and kids are mature.
Well, you mentioned complex characters. This is a dark and some would say disturbing show. Let's listen to Hello, Little Girl, sung by the Big Bad Wolf, which is, you could say, lascivious at best.
Look at that flesh, pink and plump. Hello, little girl. Fresh, not one lump. Hello, little girl.
So I'm just thinking of the parents in the audience and what you have to say to them after that.
You know, I don't think parents are alarmed about songs like that anymore. That particular interpretation of it is more lascivious than I think Sondheim intended. There's no doubt Little Red goes into the woods. She's attracted by pretty flowers off the path. She goes astray, and she returns saying that she knows a lot of new things now, and particularly that nice is not necessarily good. But I think to play it so lasciviously is to sort of Bettelheim-esque it, and I don't really think that's the intentions. You know, the other young characters in the show, like Jack, Cinderella, they're all about characters growing up and understanding that it's really difficult and there's a lot of risk. Jack has to give up his plaything, his pet cow, in order to feed the family. Cinderella is coping with a second family and discovers that the prince is not the answer to everything. Oh, and worse is Rapunzel, who's been locked in a tower. You know, it's a helicopter parent, that witch. She's locked in a tower. She invites a prince in for some companionship, but of course she becomes pregnant. And her mother disowns her, abandons her to a desert. So, you know, these are things that really touch home for kids because they're all coping with similar complications in their lives now.
Let's talk about the music. It is a very challenging, as you say, it's some of the songs are very difficult. What's going to be the most difficult one for you?
I think that the solos and duets are much easier than the company numbers, where you've got things like highly syncopated music, eight-part harmonies, A full and gorgeous orchestration that doesn't play the melody to help you along. But that's also what makes it so interesting. I think, too, people don't appreciate that the book, the lines in this show are difficult. They're all syncopated. They tend to be underscored. They're all in rhythm. Now, they mimic our speech patterns, but nevertheless, they follow a carefully contrived rhythmic pattern. It's a big job to put this show together.
Well, when a musical is made into a movie, and we've seen it with Chicago and others, and now on NBC, mm-hmm. they're doing these live productions of The Sound of Music and other things. Do you think it helps the cause of musical theater in America? Does it get people interested in a way that they otherwise would not be?
Yes, of course, it gets them interested in musical theater. I am concerned that what they are interested in is just big Broadway extravaganzas. And what they're not interested in is more complicated, smaller shows, shows that really bring people to theater for a lifetime and take them to all kinds of theater, not just, guys and dolls.
But you can understand that. Those are fun shows
sure.
to watch. They want to put those on at their high school.
They do.
I remember going to see, when I was a kid, I went up to Chicago from my hometown in Illinois to see Showboat, and I came back and tried to put it on my high school, and
it didn't work.
No, you couldn't have done that.
No, that's too tough. And I do think that the art of the high school director is walking that line between what's really too tough and yet what is going to challenge young people. It's going to challenge them musically. It's going to challenge them as young performers. We also use student designers crews in our school. And so my task is to challenge those young people as well. So that's the art, I think, for the high school director is choosing the right show now.
Laura Rosberg, who will be directing Into the Woods at Georgetown Day School in Washington, D.C. next month. We spoke in December. The film version of Into the Woods comes out on DVD and Blu-ray on Tuesday.